It's just the most important thing for us is like all of us on the same page. You know, we understand the process. We've been in this situation before, so, you know, we got great leaders on this team, good coaches and stuff. Everybody just follow the plan and, you know, do what we do every weekend, continue to get better. You know, like I say, every loss is a lesson for us, and we just learn from it, get better every week.
Was it something that was needed?
In the game?
The meeting, just for everybody to kind of get their thoughts out.
Yeah, it was just, that's like Tell the Truth Monday and stuff. So, you know, we just talking and, you know, we owning up to things we did wrong. And, you know, good thing about it is we could fix it and move forward.
You know, you said you've been there before. If you play in this league long enough, you're going to hit bad
right,
stretches.
Right.
Is that how you kind of, right now, what you draw upon?
Yeah, like I don't panic or nothing like that. And a lot of us on this team don't panic. I learned that my rookie year, and I'm pretty sure a lot of guys had moments, had years where they hit that brick wall. So, you know, we understand, and it's important for us to get it out there to the young guys, for them to understand that, you know, it's a long race. You know, you can't just take it one game at a – you got to just take it one game at a time and not put everything on based on one game. So, you know, you just continue to get better. It's a long season.
DQ said in the meeting that, you know, guys were speaking up and weren't scared to be outspoken about the problems and everything, and nobody really took it personally. What does it say about this team that you guys can be open about the problems and nobody's gonna, you know?
To me, it's all about family. You know, you got a family that, you know, your family gonna tell you when you do something good, bad. They're gonna be proud of you, or they're gonna be mad at you. But at the end of the day, they're gonna get over it. You know. It's all about telling the truth and, you know, learning from that and moving on and continue to get better. Nobody walking around with no type of issues or something on their shoulders that they want to get off their chest and nothing like that, because if it's something that anybody wanted to get off their chest, you know, the meeting room is always open for, you know, anyone to, you know, speak up when, you know, they feel like they got pressure on their chest or something. I just think that, like, you got to be consistent, you know. But everybody good in this league. You know, you get film, everybody, they start game planning for you. Teams getting better, teams getting faster, stronger. You can't never stay okay. You always got to work to, you know, be great. You're only going to be great, or you're only going to be sorry. I don't want to say, okay, it's just good or bad. You know, it ain't no in the middle. So you just keep moving forward. But it's a competitive lead, though.
There's another front seven that's been very good against the run. I mean,
yeah.
Another one.
I mean, this ain't college. You know, these guys get a lot of money, too. You know, so they on the team for a reason. They coming in to stop the run, to stop offense, period. And every game going to be like a Super Bowl game in this league. You know, like in college you had games, all right, we know we fit to run the ball 30 times up, they throw 300 yards. Here's gonna be a grind every game in the NFL.